Hello, Justin, and good morning, everybody. We start with West Delaware Cross Country. The Hawks will return to the course this afternoon as they take part in the annual Olwine Invitational at the Hickory Grove Golf Course. A large meet with six different races and plenty of teams. Those other schools participating will be Beckman, Center Point Urbana, Waterloo Columbus, Crestwood, Decorah, Denver, Don Bosco, Dunkerton, Edco, Jessup, North Fayette, North Lynn, Starmont, Sumner Fred, Tripola, Union, Vinton-Shelsburg, Wapsie Valley, Waterloo East, and Waterloo West. The middle school girls will begin the running at 4:15, followed by middle school boys around 4:30. At 4:45, it's JV girls, JV boys at 5:30, varsity girls around 6, and around 6:30, final race of the night will be the varsity boys. A couple of changes coming out within the last week to the Edco football schedule because of two of their original opponents having to cancel their seasons. Edco was able to find an opponent in week 5 on October 23rd as they'll travel to Mader to take on West Central. They were not successful for the week 4, September 16th. Despite their best efforts to find a replacement for that canceled game, therefore having to move homecoming to October 7th against Easton Valley. To the scorecard in Major League Baseball last night, history was made in both leagues. Yankees fell to the Angels 4-3, but Aaron Judge became just the 10th player in MLB history to hit 50 home runs or more in multiple seasons. Also in the AL, the Twins took down the Red Sox 4-2. Interleague style, Cubs fell to Toronto in 11 innings, 5-4. In the National League, the Cardinals beat up on the Reds 13-4. Albert Pujols has now hit a home run off of 450 pitchers in his career, surpassing the record set by Barry Bonds. Elsewhere, the Dodgers nipped the Marlins 3-2. Pirates fall to Brewers 7-5. Diamondbacks 13 and the Phillies 7. Padres clip the Giants 6-5. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Tuesday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.